Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Oh man, NFL back tonight, Chiefs, Ravens. Tomorrow we'll do the Steelers Falcons pregame show, basically a couple days early, like 72 hours out, but everything falls into place when football season is back. We get Pat 7-9 on Thursdays. Tomorrow, Chris Carter at 8. We've got D. Orlando Ledbetter from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution for Behind Enemy Lines tomorrow at 8:35. We've got Lee Sterling. And really, we just show up and we hit the on button and we get to talk about football, man.
Like, it's beautiful.
It pinch yourself.
It's beautiful.
What'd you rather be doing? Come on now.
It's awesome.
It is 9:04. It's time to stop blindly paying those increasing auto and home insurance premiums. Contact the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia and see what they can do for you. So that's tomorrow. How about right now? Right now, it's season prediction time. Tomorrow, it's all on the Falcons, baby. But now the Steelers at large. 9-8. I mean, 9-8. Come on now. Like, they ain't going to be worse than that. But are they going to be better? Maybe. I could paint a picture to where Russ Wilson, if he has 26 touchdowns and 8 picks again with this defense, you should be better. I'm not sure he gets to those numbers, though. The offensive line scares me. It's not sexy at all. I think this is probably the most common record prediction for any team in the NFL, probably, if you even look nationally. 9-8. It's going to be last year again, but different, but it'll be the same.
I'm at 10-7. I think they get the 10-7. They make the playoffs. I think that with the creativity of Arthur Smith and with the way that this, at least offense, like defense is different. It's its own entity, clearly. And I think the defense is going to be really good. But with this offense, and the way that it's set up personnel-wise, I think that Arthur Smith is going to have a lot of improvision on this offense. And it's going to look different at times, but underneath the same umbrella, if that makes sense. Like with the
philosophy-wise, it'll be the same.
It'll be the same, but they don't have that big-time number one receiver or number two receiver. George Pickens is 1A, whatever you want to call him. He's the guy, right? And what else do you have after that? Okay, well, we've been talking about that a lot, but you do have guys that could do multiple things. You have Jaylen Warren that's a change of pace back that's very explosive. You have Najee Harris, who's a bigger back that I think is going to have a great year. You also have Cordarrelle Patterson, who I've been on ever since they signed him, and Arthur Smith knows how to use him. I think he gets used a lot in this offense as a running back and as a receiver. He could almost identify as the third receiver at times. You can use Darnell Washington as an extra tackle. You're going to use Justin Fields as an athlete at times. I think that being able to improvise throughout the season, we will look back at this number two, number three wide receiver conversation and be like, oh, they figured out a way to kind of mask over that to get them to at least 10 wins. And I think Russell Wilson is the perfect quarterback to be able to do that whenever you do want to throw out a funky offense and do different things, because you know that it's always going to come back to the central location, which is Russell Wilson, and how he handles that, how he puts guys in good position, how he identifies defenses, how he picks up blitzes and gets the ball out, and how he's efficient with the football. That's not going to change. Russell Wilson's going to be Russell Wilson. I think that we know how he's going to play. We know how the offense wants to play, but I think at times they're going to throw in those wrinkles that will mask over the number two wide receiver and spot that isn't that explosive guy that people have to worry about. You have to worry about something else now. So I think that does get them to 10 wins.
I understand everything you're saying, and I don't disagree with much. I would rather have the number two wide receiver.
For sure.
I do think if you look back at Arthur Smith's time as a play caller, he has found a way to mask over some inefficiencies from a personnel standpoint. I think they are going to be a better football team and a more aesthetically pleasing football team than they have been the last 2 years. I just don't know that it leads to more wins. And we've seen this in the past. It's different, but they went 15-1 in 04, and the talk was, can they be better and be a Super Bowl caliber team, but you're probably not going to win 15 games again, and we know what happened. I think this team's going to be a lot better. I think the defense is going to be a lot better. Patrick Queen, Peyton Wilson, another year of growth for Joey Porter Jr. You got a better number two corner than you had before. Behind it, you don't love the depth. They got a better safety tandem. I think it's a better team. I can't get past the schedule. And you hope, hey, if things break right, you catch an injury here and there and you stay relatively healthy, then yeah, of course things change. And we're only talking about a difference of one win. But I could see all those things you said happening. And at the end of the year, we go, man, they were a better football team. Don't make the playoffs. I can absolutely see that. Mm-hmm. And if they don't, it's a failure. Yes. If they make it and don't win a playoff game, I think it's a failure. This has to be the year that the streak stops. I heard yesterday the ninth longest playoff win drought in the NFL. You're the Steelers. That can't happen. Okay, you're not playing for Lombardis anymore, and that should piss people off. But at bare minimum, can you break the friggin' streak? If you don't, it's a failure, and I don't think they will. Do you think they win a playoff game?
Yes.
Let's go!
Yes.
You've been right about a lot of stuff this offseason. You said they're going to get Russ and Justin Fields. You took ridicule. You took abuse.
Mm-hmm.
You're the only guy who had that.
Yep.
All right, give us your Steelers record prediction. 412-928-9370. We'd love to hear from you. We'll tally them up. We'll grab an average at 412-928-9370. Feel free to text them in. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. While we wait for the phone calls to come in, and we'll take some in the next segment as well, I got a bold prediction. I don't know if it's that bold. This year, TJ Watt sets the NFL all-time sack record.
Yeah.
In a season. Single-season sack record.
You know what his line is. I always keep asking you about
13.5, I think. Which is kind of where they've had it for him. The only way he doesn't go over on that is if he's hurt.
Right.
Like, there is 0% chance a healthy TJ Watt gets fewer than 13.5 sacks. Did you hear what Raheem Morris said in his press conference? We're not going to let TJ Watt beat us. It wasn't, you have to stop him, you can't let him wreck the game. No, we're not going to let him wreck it.
So.
Okay.
But, okay. I mean, I like that. I like that conversation because there's going to be a lot of focus on him, and that means Alex Highsmith, Nick Herbig, everybody else in the defense needs to step up, so that leaves other guys able to eat. You know, don't let them then. Try to take them out because we have other guys too, and that's why we're one of the best defenses in the NFL.
That's why Bud Dupree got paid. You can make a strong case. That's why Alex Highsmith got paid.
Yep.
And I think Herbig, this might be very high praise, I think he's a better pass rusher, pure pass rusher than either of those guys. But that there's this whole misnomer like why Myles Garrett won Defensive Player of the Year and Pro Football Focus and all the analytics and pressure rate. Well, he saw more double teams than TJ Watt. I don't know how they're charting that. I don't know. Like, Raheem Morris ain't the first guy who said we're not going to let TJ Watt beat us. So what? You're going to put a back sidecar to Kirk's right? You're going to have a tight end chipping him? We see that every week.
Mm-hmm.
Every single big third down, he's getting double teamed. Every one of them. Yet, it's not charted that way. It drives me nuts. Regardless of the attention, he's setting the single-season sack record this year. And I want to see them try to keep the Defensive Player of the Year award away from him if he does that. But I'm bullish on the defense. I'm bullish on him. Because I think it goes the other way, too, Doran. Like, you want to put all that attention on TJ. But then other guys start making plays. Well, now, all right, now what do? Now do we slide some help over there? If your best offensive lineman is your right tackle, maybe you say, okay, we'll spend less time. Well, hopefully our right tackle can stand up. And it just becomes a pick-your-own-poison kind of deal.
Well, now you're not running your offense. You know, you're running your offense to the defense. You're not just running what you do well. And that's exactly where the Steelers want to be as a defense. You want to change the way that you want to be able to change the way that the offense does things and get off of their path of running what type of offense they do. Like, even, you know, with Harbaugh and Justin Herbert, whenever they come in here, like, they're going to think the same thing. So you have to change the way that you approach the Steelers whenever you have a guy like that, and the Browns too, and the Cowboys. Like, it makes offense harder, and it eliminates guys getting in the routes and being in matchups because you have to keep certain guys in that you would rather have in routes. But if you put them in routes, then you're asking your tackle to go one-on-one with the dog, and you don't want to do that because he can absolutely wreck a game, or he could drop into coverage and intercept the pass and run it back for a touchdown.
Like, which he did against Zach Robinson's Rams last year.
You know they're preparing for that.
So you know exactly the number of different ways that T.J. Watt can wreck a game. The artist formerly known as Dennis Pitta, Kyle Pitts, Dorm, I know he's dealing with the hamstring. He's not an inline guy. Wouldn't you just love, though, if they stuck him on the end of the line just a couple of times, chip TJ before you get out on a route? Please, please, by all means, do that.
Yep.
Because that's exactly what you're talking about altering the game plan.
Yeah.
All right, we got a lot of people texting in with the record predictions. We got phone calls pouring in at 412-928-9370. We'll take some of your calls on your record predictions and reasons why coming up. Also, a few more bold predictions for the Steelers 2024 season. First, though, make sure to schedule a heart screening today. Trust the nationally ranked experts at UPMC for your heart care. I'm getting my heart checked today by UPMC, in fact.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
All right, Steelers record prediction time. Steelers bold prediction time. I got TJ Watt setting the single season sack record this year. I have him at 9-8, missing the playoffs. Doran has him at 10-7, making the playoffs, winning a playoff game, which would satiate me. I'd be okay with that. I'd be satisfied. I'd be happy with that, in fact. Couple of weeks talking about the Steelers in the playoffs, that'd be good for the soul. It'd be good for the ratings. It'd be good for the town.
Yes.
Ready for another bold prediction?
Yes.
Before we take some calls on all this at 412-928-9370, our guy, Fat Priermuth, 800 yards, 7 touchdowns.
10 touchdowns.
11.
10 and a half.
No, we can't do half touchdowns with tight ends anymore. That's what happened in that New England game.
Oh, yeah.
We don't need that.
Yeah, yeah. I do think he's going to have a great season.
Mm-hmm.
I like that line for him. I like that line.
Because he had 730-something a couple of years ago and 2 touchdowns, but the year before that he had 400-some-odd yards and 7 touchdowns.
We'll do this tomorrow in full form, but what does he do Sunday? Because here's the thing, too, and I know that we don't want to get like too deep into it and the psychological approach of it, but if you're Arthur Smith and you're going back to Atlanta and, you know, they drafted Kyle Pitts and, you know, he got a lot of flack for not using Kyle Pitts, which even didn't really align because I think he had like 90 targets or something like that, but they're like, he didn't use Kyle Pitts. If you're Arthur Smith, it's like, okay, I know how to use a tight end. Here's our guy. This is what I got. I think that Pat Freiermuth gets fed on Sunday. I think he has a huge game.
Really?
Right off the bat.
I like their safeties. Not as crazy about their linebackers. Listen to me, Dorn.
Mm-hmm.
I could see it. I could absolutely see it. One of those games that the tight ends used to have against Cincinnati all the time, running the cover two, just bang, 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 yes. middle of the field. Yeah. Now, Russ is kind of allergic to the middle of the field, but that's what needs to be.
They're going
to
split him out.
Oh.
He's going to play out a lot. And in the slot, he's going to run a lot of corners, a lot of out routes, a lot of one-on-one with safeties on the outside whenever he does motion out. And they're going to run a lot of two tight end sets. Darnell Washington will be the inline guy, and Pat Freiermuth will be extended in motion and do some different things, and they'll get matchup problems that way.
You see what happens here, folks. I say things like, oh, cover two, and I don't like their linebacker play, and then Doran does all that analysis. Brandon in Phoenix, you got a bold prediction, you got a record prediction for us.
Hey, good morning, guys. Huge fan of the show.
Thank you.
Listen to you guys every morning driving to work. You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
I mean, I guess it could be, it's pretty bold, but I think looking at their schedule, they're 7-2 going into their tough stretch of the season. I mean, they always play Dallas pretty tough. That could be kind of a toss-up game. And then obviously depending on Aaron Rodgers, I think that could be a loss. I know they haven't played him in a long, long time, but Aaron Rodgers is still one of the best quarterbacks in the game if healthy. But I think they're sitting at, 11-6 and pushing for the division win. You know, like they always play the Ravens hard. They could split that series, but I still think they still have Lamar Jackson's number. Lamar Jackson is still terrible against the Steelers. And I think they sweep the Browns.
Oh, man.
Which, obviously, hot take, but Deshaun Watson, you know, used to love him when he played for Houston. Now I think he stinks.
He does stink. And thank you for the call, Brandon. 412-928-9370. So we got him starting 7-2, finishing 4-4. I do think it'll take something like that. A big start if they're going to finish the season with double-digit wins. Bank them early. And that's kind of been the opposite of the way it's gone. I guess last year they got off to, what, the 6-3 start. But the year before that, it was 2-6. And that Halloween game in Philadelphia that you can't shake.
Batman.
Still hurts.
Or is it true?
That was awful. And I got real drunk with a guy who proposed to his girlfriend at the game.
Oh, that's right. You did travel for that game.
Spent a lot of time at Parks Casino, watched the World Series, watched Pitt play North Carolina. It was a hell of a weekend.
That's right.
Until it wasn't, until the Steelers came on. All right, give us your Steelers record prediction, 412-928-9370. Give us a bold prediction or two. Like someone texted in, JPJ with 5 INTs. To me, that is bold. I actually did write down, Minka Fitzpatrick leads the league in interceptions.
I was going to ask you that one.
Bang! Well,
we're there.
JPJ, like, tackling wasn't his thing. I thought he got better. Doug pointed it out last season. I thought he got better as the season went on. He wasn't a big interception guy at Penn State.
Nope.
Now, he did have the big one against the Ravens last year after Kenny Pickett threw the touchdown to George Pickens. That game, that was a hell of a game. A hell of a win for the Steelers, 17-10. I think I'll have a couple. Here's one. 12-5 all day, making it to the Super Bowl, but losing. I mean, come on.
What if they did make it to the Super Bowl?
If they make it to the Super Bowl.
Don't even do it. Don't even do it, because you're not going to pay it up.
I'm not going to. You know what? I'll eat a dog turd out of a red Solo cup.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. You can supply the dog. I'll supply the cup. Two dogs, one cup. If they make it to the Super Bowl.
There's no way.
Look, we don't got to be Debbie Downers here. They're not winning the Super Bowl. But if they do, you'll have me eating a turd to look forward to.
Listen, I'm going to give you this these next 5 seconds to take that back. Do not say that. Do not say that.
Doran, they're not going to the Super Bowl. They're not going to the playoffs.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
I'm not doing it.
Thank you. Thank you.
5 seconds had passed. All right, your bold Steelers predictions, your Steelers record predictions, 412-928-9370. We'll continue taking your calls and your reaction to that coming up next. We'll give some NFL MVP predictions, some division predictions. We'll do the whole thing the rest of the show. We're asking for Steelers record predictions. I've got them 9-8. Doran's got them 10-7. We're asking for bold Steelers predictions at 412-928-9370. Here's one I like, Doran. Well, I'll run it by you. Texter, Keanu Benton is the talk of the team. Makes a Pro Bowl.
I like that a lot.
I like it, too. It's only the last part that loses me. They write the next Aaron Donald. So Keanu Benton will be the arguably best defensive player of all time. I can't get quite that bold.
Can't get quite that bold, but I think he has a career like Javon Hargrave, maybe a little bit better. Mm-hmm. Maybe a little bit better.
Yeah.
He's going to get paid.
Absolutely see that.
He's the perfect makeup for a defensive lineman. I mean, former wrestler, you know, Wisconsin. Like, I mean, he has a size. I mean, I met him in person, and he's a lot bigger than I thought he was.
Yeah. But he's not a big fat guy.
No. Mm-hmm. No, he's stocky. Mm-hmm. But big stocky, like 6'3" stocky. Which is I couldn't imagine having to block him.
That's a find right there.
Yeah.
Keanu Benton.
Really good one.
And now you get, if all things go according to plan, Cam Hayward playing next to him and continuing to show him the ropes. Here's another bold prediction. A texter. Herbig, double-digit sacks.
What did I say? He was going to get five before the bye week?
Yeah.
Five before the bye week. I think that's my boldest predictions thus far.
If he gets five before the bye week, he's going to keep playing more, and I think he would get to double digits.
Yeah.
I mean, look, Alex Highsmith's a good player. He's tough to take off the field. He's a good run stuffer. But if Herbig can show that he's also adequate there while being the superior pass rusher, yeah, I think that's in play, sure. I'm bullish on this Steelers defense. 412-928-9370. Let's go to Donnie in Florida. Hey, Donnie.
Hey, how are you guys doing this morning?
We're good.
How are you?
I have a great, great prediction here. It all comes down to the election. If Kamala gets in...
Okay.
I wonder who that was. It's somebody we know. It has to be, right?
I was hoping that they would stick with the impression, but...
But Steelers.
Yeah, but go Steelers. Give us Donnie football. Instead of Donnie Trump.
Donnie said something yesterday. What was it? And I had me howling. It was something right in our, like, chili.
Oh, man,
what was it? I have to think of
He doesn't even know.
No.
Donnie.
He doesn't.
He wouldn't change if he did know. He's a beautiful man, that Donnie football. Let's go to Ron in Weirton, West Virginia, while Doran thinks of what Donnie said in his Donnie accent yesterday. What's up, man?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Oh, we are excellent, Ron. How are you?
Oh, no complaints. Just traveling on the road here. Obviously, my record prediction is the same as you with the 10-7, but I'm going to add to that and say the Steelers will miss the wild card by one game. Mm. And then my bold prediction is Najee gets 1,500 yards rushing, and here's the bold prediction, he throws for a touchdown pass.
He throws one.
He's going to throw one.
Who's the last Steeler to throw not a touchdown?
Ooh. Claypool.
Claypool did against the Eagles in that game.
Yeah.
And then it was Jalen Samuels threw one against the Patriots that one year. Thank you, Ron.
I have one for you. Oh, well, it's not a bold prediction, but a question. How many guys will throw a touchdown this year?
Oh. You know what you should do? Because I need to think about that. You got to write that in odds and ends for tomorrow.
Okay.
I love that question.
I think it's over three.
Over three.
I think it's going to be over three because Fields is going to throw one. Russ might throw one.
Keep going.
Russ might throw one. Fields might throw one. Did you say other way?
Well, because you said Justin will throw one. Russ might throw one. So I just said flop him.
Oh, yeah.
Russ will throw one.
You know, Russ will throw one.
People knew what you meant. I shouldn't have done what I did. People know what you're talking about. You don't do it to me. I just did it to you. What a jerk.
Oh, I think. I'm trying to think who might have been it. Reese Plumlee. No, he got signed somewhere else.
Your boy Cordarrelle Patterson.
Oh, man. I had one right on the tip of my tongue.
Punter.
No.
Boswell.
No. Maybe Connor Hayward might throw one.
Okay.
Over three.
I'm definitely going over 1.5.
Yes.
And, man, I heard a stat yesterday that there were 69 quarterbacks that played in the league last year. 69. Wow. And the year before that, 67, or right around the same number. Like, it's not out of the realm of possibility that you're seeing Kyle Allen this year either.
Oh,
I mean, that's just the state of things. The Browns played four guys.
Steelers did last year.
Jets played a bunch of guys. Steelers played three guys. Like, you might have three quarterbacks do it. Ravens always banged up. Browns. I guarantee you Jameis Winston's in starting a game at some point. I like that question. I think it's two. I think two is safe money, and then you go from there. 412-928-9370. And what did Donnie say? Let's go to Joe in Brookline. Hi, Joe.
Hey, boys. How are you?
Great.
What wins the defensive player of the year? And I'm going to throw this one at you. Peyton Wilson's going to possibly make defensive rookie of the year.
I like it, Joe. Thank you.
Will he play enough?
I think he's going to.
He'll play enough to be defensive rookie of the year?
I think it's going to look a lot like JPJ last year. Where, like, early he'll be playing on some passing downs, and then you're just going to realize he's so good you can't take him off the field.
Mm-hmm.
And that's to say nothing of Alandon Roberts, who's a heck of a player. But when you can throw those two athletes out there in Queen and Peyton Wilson,
on every down, it's hard to not. It's hard to not.
Comeback player of the year, Corey Trace.
I like that. For the Steelers.
Yeah, yeah, for the Steelers.
What was the first thing he said? Now I forgot it already. His first bold prediction. I've lost it.
I'm trying to think of what Donnie said. Goodness, it was funny.
We're locked in, baby.
We're locked.
412-928-9370. One more. Steven or Stefan in Swissvale. Hello.
Stefan in Swissvale. How are we doing, gentlemen?
Hello, good. Stefan.
You're great, great. Highlight of the day, speaking to Donnie, man. But Steelers are going 10-7, and Justin Fields is going to be the quarterback to end their playoff drought.
Oh, all right. I was waiting for one of those, Stefan. Thank you for the call. Look, I think Russ gives them the best chance to win early, but if Justin Fields continues to work on the footwork stuff that plagued him in Chicago, like, I don't think the quarterback's going to be the strength of this team either way. And so if they're in a playoff position late and Russ were to get hurt or something, it wouldn't shock me. Again, if they're in a playoff position and they have to plug in Justin Fields, that he could get something done.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't shock me. And these are bold predictions.
Right.
He gots to be bold. Who's your league MVP? Mine's Jordan Love.
CJ Stroud.
Oh, in the sophomore season for Stroud. Yep. Boy, they got...
I mean, they gave him Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
They gave him even Joe Mixon. You can think what you want, but I mean, that's a legit running back.
I thought they were going to take a step back, and then all they did was just add enough pieces around Stroud to make it almost impossible for them to take a step back.
It's hopping down there in H-Town.
It's hopping in H-Town. What, do you work for tourism down there?
H-Town, that's what it's called.
I know what it's called.
Oh, yeah, I was a former resident.
It's hopping down there in H-Town.
It is.
Super Bowl winner?
The Texans.
Because it's hopping down there in H-Town.
Hopping in H-Town. Why didn't you like that?
I really liked it. I just, you have such an affinity for Houston. I got Ravens over Lions. Super Bowl.
Lamar does it.
Yeah, he does it.
Wow.
He finally breaks through.
Does he beat Patrick Mahomes to get there?
Sure.
Okay. AFC Championship game, same as last year?
Yeah, but they're playing it in Baltimore.
Okay.
How about that?
Didn't they do that last year?
Yeah, they did. Who's the Steelers MVP? Can't say what.
George Pickens.
Patrick Queen. Coming up next, social media's biggest loser. Chargers social media team doing awesome stuff, and Western Kentucky's got a bone to pick with their opponent. These are both very funny, I think. We'll do that next. H-Town's popping.
It is.
All right, clock got screwed. Social media's biggest loser is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. We'll save the Chargers thing for tomorrow. Western Kentucky football, Doran, did you see this? They had to post on their social media account. We announced our football game themes and promotions for the 2024 season on July 10th with Saturday's home opener theme, a whiteout. Every season we wear white helmets, uniforms, and pants for our annual whiteout game. However, EKU informed us on Tuesday of this week they would exercise their right as the visiting team to wear white uniforms, this forcing us to wear red jerseys on Saturday.
Ooh.
Per NCAA rules, both teams must agree to a uniform switch. It's petty, man.
That is real petty.
It's so petty, and I love it. And this takes me back to why Pitt should be wearing their 13-9 uniforms next year in Morgantown when they play the West Virginia Mountaineers.
Maybe they will.
There's nothing more petty than college football. Couple things real quick. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. That caller, his bold prediction was T.J. Watt to win Defensive Player of the Year. So just a reminder for us there via the text line. What's his pro football focus grade going to be, though? Because that's all they care about there.
Right.
And we got one more prediction. Roman Wilson with 6 touchdowns. I'm not seeing that either.
Nope.
Doran, tomorrow we're going to break down a football game.
Can't wait.
Me neither. And we'll break down tonight's game.
It's so great.
We'll look back and we'll look ahead.
A little odds and ends tomorrow,
too.
Oh, yeah.
We've done it.
We're here.
We're here.
Let's go.
Mountaineers. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500. 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms at sunchevy.com today. High 82.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.